You hear all these claims food companies and producers make for their products. But what about assurances made to customers based on the process producers use to determine quality products and service? USDA audit programs offer a source of verification. As the Deputy Administrator of the Agricultural Marketing Service, Craig Morris, explains,
the quality system verification programs offer to the agricultural industry a family of user fee funded, audit based, third party verification services.
Now, if you are an ag producer, you may have heard of some of these audit programs, such as the Export Verification Program,
which are negotiated between the United States and foreign governments to ensure U.S. products meet the requirements of foreign buyers and keep U.S. products competitive in an international marketplace.
However, there are audits that focus specifically on the quality and services offered by the process, known as Process Verified Programs. What does that mean? Morris says companies establish standards, which AMS through the PVP audits to assure those companies are meeting such standards, much like an independent verification. These audits are related to claims on standards such as
use of antibiotics in animal agriculture, product availability, product palatability attributes such as tenderness, and employee training in areas of animal welfare.
Now, as Morris reiterates, PVP and similar audits are process-oriented, not product-oriented. So that means
the PVP is not a truth in food labeling program.
So when it comes to foods, agencies like USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service and the Food and Drug Administration are responsible for assuring labeling of foods are truthful and not misleading, covering the food safety aspects.
AMS's audit-based services, such as the USDA PVP, allow producers to assure customers of their ability to provide consistent quality products or services, but do not establish national standards for marketing claims.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.